AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Authorities in Lafayette, Louisiana are trying to figure out why a 58-year-old white man opened fire in a crowded movie theater last night, killing two people and wounding nine before killing himself as police closed in. Robert Martinez was at the theater.
All I saw was people running out, and I thought maybe they got caught watching a movie they weren't supposed to. Then the next thing I see is a lady full of blood in a dress, and then they said there's a gun.
Ambulance worker Randall Mann's daughter was inside the theater, sitting in the same row as the shooter, watching the comedy called Trainwreck.
She said that, you know, he just stood up and they heard pops and they thought it was maybe part of the movie or something until they noticed the flashes. And that's when people realized that something was going on and they all just ran.
He talked to KATC-TV. Police say they know who this man was, though they are not revealing his identity yet. What we still don't know is why. State Police Colonel Michael Edmondson says they'll find out.
Find out exactly what put this individual in here, exactly what happened, what caused him to do that. We don't know that at this point, so it's no use even asking. We don't know that, but we'll get to that.
President Obama's thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families. He's traveling to Kenya, and coincidentally, several hours before the shootings, he was talking about gun violence. Here's our Ross Simpson.
Obama tells the BBC he's frustrated that the U.S. does not have common sense gun safety laws, even in the face of repeated mass killings. Obama says that while fewer than 100 Americans have been killed by terrorism since 9/11, tens of thousands have been killed by gun violence. He says the nation's inability to resolve the issue is distressing, but that he intends to keep working on it.
A Japanese newspaper is reporting that Mitsubishi will no longer produce vehicles in the U.S. This is AP Radio News. The social media giants like Twitter and Facebook are worrying aloud that they may be held accountable for the postings of terrorists. Here's our Matt Small.
Companies like Twitter and Facebook are pushing back against Senate legislation that would require them to alert federal authorities of any terrorist activity. Industry officials have told lawmakers they already ban grisly content like beheadings and alert law enforcement if they suspect someone might get hurt. But tech officials also say they worry the legislation is too broad and would potentially put companies on the legal hook if a tweet, video, or blog that hints at an attack is missed. Groups like the Islamic State have relied heavily on Twitter and Facebook to recruit followers, while militants post beheading videos on sites like YouTube, giving an image the chance to go viral before it can be pulled. Matt Small, Washington.
Anthem is buying rival Cigna in a deal that will create the nation's largest health insurer, covering about 53 million patients in this country. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.